From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the German Baroque composer Johann Mattheson. He's better known as a musical theorist, but Mattheson was an accomplished composer in his own right. We'll listen to one of his harpsichord suites. He composed a total of 12 suites for the harpsichord. The Italian harpsichordist Alessandro Simonetto performed and recorded all 12 suites for the Brilliant Classics label. We'll hear the 10th suite in the series in E minor.
Thank you.
Music of Johann Mattsson. We heard his 10th harpsichord suite in E minor, performed by Alessandro Simonetto from a 2-CD set released on Brilliant Classics in 2018. Mattsson, 12 suites for harpsichord. Up next, music of Franz Schubert. We'll listen to his Arpeggion Sonata in A minor, D821. The arpeggion is essentially a bowed guitar, popular during the early 19th century. Schubert composed the work in November of 1824, having recently returned to Vienna from his second stay in the Hungarian city of Zselice. We have a transcription of this piece. Originally, the work was composed for arpeggion and piano. This, however, is a performance for cello and classical guitar. The transcription, courtesy of the Austrian classical guitarist Konrad Ragosnig. It's performed by the duo of cellist Isabel Gaweiler and guitarist Alias Kvern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music of Franz Schubert, as transcribed for cello and classical guitar by Konrad Rogoznik. We listen to the Arpeggion Sonata in A minor, D821, composed in 1824. Performed here by the duo of cellist Isabel Geweiler and guitarist Alias Kvern. This duo has been performing together since 2016. Their goal is to bring the cello and guitar repertoire to a wider audience. This recording certainly helps to accomplish that goal, a 2018 release on Solo Musica titled Schubert, Natali, and Vivaldi, Cello and Guitar Sonatas. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about the show, including detailed playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1809. We'll conclude the hour with more music featuring the cello, but in a radically different setting, as we turn to the French cellist Marie Ithier and her 2015 release Les Gestes Augmentés for solo cello and electronics. This is a 2-CD set. There are 6 compositions in all, and there are 2 versions of each composition. CD 1 features transoral recordings of each work. CD 2 features binaural recordings. We'll hear an example of each so that you can differentiate between the 2 versions. We'll first hear a transoral recording of a work by the Iranian-French composer Alirez Farhang titled Zamyad, then a binaural recording of a work from Italian composer Vittorio Montalti titled Machina Crudele. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two pieces for cello and electronics there. We listened first to a transoral recording of Zamyad, music of Alirez Farhang. We followed that with a binaural recording of Machina Crudele, music of Vittorio Montalti, both performed by Marie Itier from her 2015 release Les Gestes Augmentés for solo cello and electronics, available on the Evidence label. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.